Welcome back to the Chicago Tomahawk. I'm Mike, and I got my line mate Matt with me. And today, we're going to go over the Avs Cup win. I'm sick over it. But, you know, it was a really, really good series. I could have sworn that at first that, you know, that they were kind of going to run away with it. And then Tampa had some life. I was like, you know what, this they could force this to a game seven. That wasn't the case. They were really close to doing that, though, forcing it to a game seven. I don't know if you saw that first period yesterday, Matt, but, you know, MacKinnon was all over Kucherov behind the net. Kuch somehow got out of there and got the puck to Stamkos, and Stammer brought it right through the five hole for a really nice goal. I was like, oh, wow. You know, they struck early. I was like, hey, these guys aren't messing around. And that was the only goal they got in the game. Did you think that they were going to might steal that game?
Well, I thought after they got that goal, I was like, ooh, it looks like Kemper's not ready to go. But he got that early one out of the way, I guess. And he really tightened up. I give him credit. I don't think he's that great of a goalie, but he was good enough. He got the job done, and he's a Stanley Cup champion.
I'll tell you what, man. He going up against Andrei Vasilevskiy is not an easy task. And the goal that he actually let by was an incredible goal by MacKinnon. Did you see that?
Yeah, MacKinnon was on a mission, man. He had a lot of press on him all year about his rant after last season's exit. I mean, it was crazy. And you know what? He backed that up this year.
100%.
And yeah, the better team won. And I'm a Tampa fan. I've always been a Tampa fan. I was hoping they would win one for Corey Perry. I feel so bad for him. It's got to be tough. 3 years in a row.
He's not Hossa.
Different teams, and you're losing. It's rough. Very rough.
I wonder if he's going to stick around or if he's just going to call it a career.
I'd be afraid to sign the guy. If you're a contender, it's like, oh, you know what, Corey? We don't want to lose in the final this year.
Yeah, no kidding.
But, hey, he was a good player. He, you know, he did his job. And, you know, he's a role guy. And it wasn't on him. It was just, it looks like the Lightning were just out of gas. They couldn't get the puck. It was a 2010 Hawks team. Puck possession. It kills you. You're chasing all day. You're desperate. You're getting the puck out. And Colorado comes right back. And there's a couple games I noticed. I was like, geez, Tampa looks like a Columbus Blue Jackets-like team. They're just getting it to the red line and getting it in and changing. They're just trying to survive. And it was too much.
They were gassed, man. Especially just like you said, it's a puck possession game. They're already exhausted, and you know they're chasing after the puck half of the game, which doesn't make it easy. Not to mention Colorado's a younger team, and add on top of that, you don't have Braden Point. And to be honest with you, that might have been the difference maker there, Matt. You know, that one goal. You know, I know that he could have provided enough offense to get a goal here and a goal there, and you know, we're talking about, you know, a game seven game.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff that I noticed. Ryan McDonough wasn't as good as he was last year. You know, Victor Hedman's name wasn't even said that much, and he wasn't, you know, real flashy. And just Cale Makar, he outplayed Hedman, and he's really, you know, making a case like, hey, I'm the best defenseman in the league now, the best two-way guy, one-way guy, whatever you want to do, I'm the best. And, you know, he won the Conn Smythe, and Victor Hedman, yeah, I think he's drained, man. There's a lot of hockey for these guys.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I think, and obviously Cale Makar is also practically 10 years younger than Victor Hedman too.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not gonna take anything away from him. Cale Makar, man, I think that he was a big difference maker for Colorado. That's what they brought him in for. He's a big time player. He's roughing it up with guys. He was playing defense. He was creating offense. To be honest with you, I kind of have to take back my previous statement of him not being a very good defensive player because he was 100% playing both sides of the ice. And I got to tip my hat to him. MacKinnon.
I agree.
MacKinnon, like you said, man, seeing him from when they lost last year, seeing him all season, dude, it just looked like he was in a bad mood all year, you know, and not necessarily talking about his attitude, but more saying like, I want to get this freaking season over with and start the playoffs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he was looking forward to the... I mean, the team lost, what, 17 times this year?
Yeah, they were embarrassed in the playoffs last year, though.
Yeah, they were embarrassed, but this guy was just, come on, let's get to the spotlight here. Let's go. We got a lot to prove. And yeah, he was the man on the mission. Even I give credit to Kadri. He was a guy that, you know... I don't know if you heard what he said. If you didn't think I was a liable or whatever he said, he goes, you could kiss my ass. But that's what he said after the game. But you know what, man? You did that to yourself all those years. Yeah. You were an idiot. And this year you stayed disciplined and you were a huge part of the team. They needed you. That's why Joe Sakic traded for you. And he, you know what? When he's on the ice, he was a difference maker. I give a lot of props to Sakic on that trade because I'm not a Kadri fan at all.
I'm going to double down on that just from his statement alone. It goes to show you that he's still that guy.
Yeah, he could. Yeah, he's got an ego, you know, and for all the people out here listening to us, Kadri is not an angel. Yes, getting racist Twitter messages is god-awful. That is not right. But don't paint him to be like some saint. He's not. He plays dirty. He plays with an edge. And you know what? A lot of, that's good for some teams. He's like Brad Marchand. You know, he's no angel either. They call him the little ball of hate. You know, he's the guy you want on your team. He makes a difference. He can score. He can just agitate the hell out of your top guys. Hey, Kadri won that series alone versus St. Louis. He got in their heads, and the Blues lost their composure. Their goalie, Binnington, got hurt. He lost his. And Kadri did his job. That was his job. And then he came back and scored a huge goal against the Lightning. An OT win, his first game back. And the poor guy couldn't even tie his skates. That's how bad his thumb was broken. He had trainers tying his skates. So,
and that sucks, you know, because I like to tie my own. I like to tie my own skates.
Well, I mean, if I've, it's like a might thing. Like, hey, Dad, tie my skates. I got to go play hockey. And you're a grown up. But I mean, that I give the guy credit, man. He wanted to win. He wanted to be out there with his team. And I don't even know how you can grip a stick like that. So. Good for him. I mean, still not a big fan, but there's got to be some respect there. That guy played his balls off, man.
We're going to be hearing all of the multitude of injuries that the Lightning were more than likely playing with. I wonder what this series actually did for Stamkos because, you know, you want to see him. If I'm a Lightning fan, I want to see him healthy because it seems like he's playing with he played great in the playoffs. He had a great year, and you want more out of him, you know, next year. I wonder, you know, Cooch, I know that he's injured. I don't know what he has, but you can kind of tell that, you know, that he's not 100%.
No, the whole team's, you know, all, like you said, we're going to be hearing so many things coming up. This guy's been playing with a broken foot. And you know what? Honestly, we haven't heard anything about Stamkos. Usually he's the Band-Aid.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And look at his season. I think 41 goals this year.
Right.
I've gained so much respect for this guy. He's playing like a Stevie Y in the playoffs, coming up with big goals, leading his team. And I'm a really big fan of Stamkos.
Yeah. Well, so the Colorado Avalanche are your Stanley, your 2022 Stanley Cup champions. Looks like they didn't need Grubauer, and they were able to get the job done with Darcy Kemper. You know, our hats get tilted to them for like this one time. That's it.
Just today.
I mean, they made quick work out of everybody in the playoffs. I mean, they practically just bulldozed their way to a Stanley Cup win. I wonder how do you think things are going to play out next year, man? Because I think Tampa, they might need a season to kind of retool a bit because these guys are, might need to retool this roster a little bit, not because these guys can't play, but just because due to injuries.
Well, I'll start with Colorado first. Welcome to winning a championship and welcome to cap hell and managing it. It's going to suck. All the fans out there are going to be like, oh yeah, we're going to win so many. No, you're going to lose guys. You might even lose Kadri, and he's a big part of this cup run. Yeah, these guys are going to want to get paid. It's going to be different. It will be different. And Kemper, I can promise you, will not have another season like that.
Yeah.
You better hope for this backup goalie. I think his name was Brisebois or whatever his name is. Hopefully he's your future. Sakic puts you in a good place. There's a good young you know, a good young Bo Byram coming up. You know, he had a great, he's a Stanley Cup champion, but he's going to be with Cale Makar for the next couple seasons. And I mean, they're going to be good still, but these guys are eventually going to want to get paid, and you will lose guys. That's just the way it goes.
Hey, everybody. This is from our sponsor, Manscaped. Use our code SHYTOMAHAWK. You get 20% off of anything off of the website. I have their their version 4 lawnmower, and it's great. It's got an LED light on it. I never thought that I would be so excited for an LED light. I've got one on my Makita drill. It's great. I've got one on this on my Manscaped shaver lawnmower. It's great. It really comes in handy. And you know what? They have other products on their website as well. They've got deodorant. They've got ball deodorant too, if you need to use that, if things are, you know, getting a little too out of hand. But be sure to check out their website. They've got a lot of products, a lot of cool stuff too, that really works. I use it. I think that it's great. I was actually going to buy my own lawnmower before we got a sponsorship. They contacted me right as I was about to pull the trigger. I'm really glad that they did. Because it helped save me some coin. So do us a favor, go to the website, use our code SHYTOMAHAWK on anything. If you want to get replacement blades, if you're already a Manscaped customer, if you've already tried their deodorant, Matt uses it. He says that it works out great. The ball deodorant works pretty good, and they've got toner. It's really great. So check it out, SHYTOMAHAWK at Manscaped. So, Matt, let's do a little prediction here. I think since MacKinnon got his cup, he's going to be like, okay, I got my cup. It's time to get paid now.
Pay me, yes.
Yeah.
Pay me like Ray Liotta says in Goodfellas. I don't care. Pay me. Pay me, exactly.
Fuck you, pay me.
That's what he's going to say. And you know what? He's been all about the team first.
We got to sign Kadri. Fuck you, pay me.
Very team friendly deals he's been taking. What, $6 million?
Yeah.
There's no reason why he can't get 12. And then goodbye to all your role players and welcome to the 2011 Blackhawks.
But we got
to
sign. We got to re-sign Landeskog. Fuck you, pay me.
What a classic.
Oh man. Yeah. So yeah, what would you, MacKinnon comes to the table, what do you give him?
12.
Okay.
I try. I'll start at 12. Yeah. He can easily say, hey, I'm up there with Connor. Connor's going to get more points, Eesh. But I'm pretty good too.
You know, Connor and Draisaitl were out, and they were still the point leaders.
That's unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Can you imagine if, like, they won the MVP? Like, say Connor got another 20 points.
Why not? You know, how about this?
It's possible.
Why didn't Stamkos win MVP?
He could have. Yeah, I've seen once in my lifetime where I've been watching hockey every Stanley Cup final where J.S. Jaguar won the Conn Smythe with the Anaheim Ducks.
Right.
Against the Devils, I think. He was just so good, and he won it, and you don't see that a lot. It was actually pretty cool.
I don't know why not, because I think that Steven Stamkos was probably bigger for Tampa than Cale Makar was for Colorado.
Yeah,
he scored big goals to get Tampa to where they were. And Cale Makar was a big part of it, but I don't think he meant to his team what Stamkos meant to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, you know what? It's been trending to the winner and the top dogs of the team. I've noticed, like, you know, the last couple seasons, it's always been, you know, it was, who was the Conn Smythe last year? Was it Vasilevskiy?
I think so.
Or was it?
Oh, Cooch? Wait, was it?
I forget. I'm gonna look that usually, up. You know what? It could have been Hedman too,
or Braden Point.
It always trends to the winning team. You know, they gave it to Dunks in 2015. They gave it to Kaner. Was it? Yeah, he earned it. No doubt about it. You know what? He should have got it the first year too. But yeah. I think they gave it to Cooch. But yeah, Cale Makar, man, he's a star. I think he tied Bobby Orr or something in points, or like most points since Bobby Orr as a defenseman in the playoffs, which is very good company. I mean, he's the kid's got honest, well, he did get paid. I think he's getting paid, what, $9 million a year? He took that four-year deal,
yeah,
I believe. And he's cheaper than, you know, Darnell Nurse, Seth Jones. And,
yeah,
and the thing is, he took less term, which was smart on his part, because now he could probably get a lot more in the next 4 years, too.
His next contract might be $12 to $15 million.
It could be. And you know what? Watching videos of this guy all year, if, you know, I know there was a video against Kirby Doc where he just completely undressed him and then he burned Marc-Andre Fleury. He does that almost every game. I know he doesn't score, but he's usually just breaking ankles is the phrase the basketball players are using, and he's doing that in hockey. So he's one of the best skaters I've ever seen.
I mean, that who could have predicted that he could have done that with that backhand? I mean, it practically went straight up.
It's insane. It's really insane how, and it's against a Hall of Fame goalie too. Like he made Fleury go anticipate a centering pass, and he pulls it back and backhands it with like no room at all, like top shelf. It's just, that's insane. And he's a defenseman.
I don't really see too many
defensemen doing that. Like Kaner is the type of guy who could do that.
Yeah,
but he's all offense, man. He's not doing what Cale Makar does every night.
Right. I remember when he turned, I was like, oh God, here we go.
That cut was amazing.
Oh my gosh. Like, it was.
If you can do that, you're good for a goal every night, men's league, maybe three. Yeah. So he's just incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible. So moving on to some NHL news, how about some Blackhawks news? We got a new head coach, Luke Richardson. He's got plenty of experience, to be honest with you, man. It's pretty hard not to see why the Blackhawks signed this guy. You know, I think he's got 1,400 NHL games, 8 years as an NHL assistant, 4 years AHL head coach, and now he's a Blackhawks. He's the Blackhawks head coach, and a lot of people say that he's one of those guys who's approachable, that you could talk to. He's a hockey mind, and he could be the guy to take this team and turn it around. What do you think, Matt? He's 53. You know, like I said, I did not want them to hire somebody in the coaching carousel. He's 53. He's, you know, I would consider that young to be a head coach. And let me know what you think, man.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm a big fan of this signing, and I think it's a good restart for the Hawks. They got a guy who's well respected in the coaching and in his playing days. He's I know he was a defenseman, and usually, I know I was a goalie. Everybody knows, but defensemen are very smart, intelligent players, and I think they make good coaches, good assistant coaches, and I think he's paid his dues and he's earned a shot. And I'm really happy with the move, man.
Yeah, I am too. I want him to get his fair opportunity. You know, it's too bad for Derek King. You know, I think that he's a very likable guy, but you know, maybe it just wasn't the right time for him. And to be honest with you, I think that he was kind of thrown into the fire, and people forgot about him. You know,
I feel like he was just kind of winging it. Like he was just given this opportunity. Like, hey, we need you to just finish the year out. Do the best you can. And, you know, he was pretty positive. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't really negative when he should have been negative. But, I mean, it's hard to get motivated for something when you know you're not going to be there the next season, possibly. Like, it's like, whatever. I mean, we're not going anywhere. I'm just going to collect my check and have fun. I mean, I'm getting paid to be an NHL coach and coaching some great players. And I think Brad Richardson's going to bring some...
Luke Richardson,
like structure to the team, and maybe push these younger guys to go to the next level, I'm hoping.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope so too. You know, so I wish Derek King the best. You know, I just think it was just the wrong time for him. You know, have they even discussed like maybe having him as an assistant coach just to get some more experience?
I've heard rumors that the Hawks did offer him a position with the Hawks still. But you know what? It's an ego thing, probably. Like, just a pride thing. Like, you know what? I appreciate that, but you know what? I'm not going to downgrade myself.
Yeah.
I can see King. You know, hockey players have pride. I don't think he's going to want to do that. I think he's going to go for a, you know, a boss job, maybe in the AHL or maybe even another minor league team, and try to get his rep back up or something.
Sure. Yeah, that's too bad. So, Matt, you got any other NHL news?
Well, I saw that they named some Hall of Fame guys today. I believe Luongo and the Sedin sisters were named to the Hall of Fame class of 2022, along with Daniel Alfredson, I believe. And still no Steve Larmer, which is very disappointing.
It is.
I think he is, great, unbelievable numbers. He had like an Iron Man streak too. Guy barely missed a game. He won a Stanley Cup with the Rangers that year. I don't get it. And quite honestly, I don't get why 28 is not in the rafters of the United Center. I just don't understand it.
I agree 100%. 100% about Steve Larmer. I think he was, especially when he retired, where he was in games played, goals, what he's done for the organization, and just in hockey in general. I think that he should make the Hall of Fame before Daniel Alfredson does.
No offense to Paul Kariya either. Steve Larmer is better than Paul Kariya. Paul Kariya was named a couple of years ago. There's some guys that you question. Like,
is it off of popularity?
Eric Lindros? Yeah, he was good, but he never won a cup. He never had it. He was hurt a lot. But I think if the Hawks were different in the 90s and even the 80s, putting games on TV, you know, getting that mainstream, look. The word screwed that poor kid.
Yeah.
You know, and he's not a kid anymore, but he was a kid at the time. But there is no reason why 28 should not be in the rafters. I mean, it's a respect thing. This guy was unbelievable for the Hawks.
In all honesty, I think Jeremy Roenick should be in the Hall of Fame before Eric Lindros is.
Yeah, 500 goals. JR will never get it because, you know, he's outspoken and he will call out the NHL on bullshit. He'll call out anything on bullshit. That's how he is. And that's frowned upon nowadays. And it's a shame. I completely agree with you. Lindros never got that cup. Roenick never got that cup. He came close with the Hawks a couple times, I think. I think he came close with Philly one year, and, you know, I was really hoping before he retired he would, you know, get to hoist it or something, but he didn't. But I completely agree with you. He should definitely be a Hall of Famer, but he will never be because Bettman and all the NHL people are cowards.
So, to be honest with you, man, that's all that I've got for, that's all I've got for tonight. What about you?
No, just another thing. Patty Maroon missed out his opportunity to win 4 cups in a row, which is insane. Good for him. I don't know if you saw his slash yesterday.
No.
On Josh Manson, and there was no penalty called. He literally broke his stick over that dude's shin pad. I cannot believe there was no fine or no penalty called on the play, but that guy, man, he's a playoff player. He's entertaining. The big rig, they call him. He's entertaining to watch. And you know what? Put him and Corey Perry together, that's a character line, man. I mean, you got some grit, some nastiness. And, oh, man, I hope one day we get there again where we got our guys like that. Maybe even like a Sam Lafferty if we still keep him. I love him. The big rig type of guy. So we got to be patient. The rebuild's going to begin. We're going to be going over who we drafted and what their potentials are and who we got coming in next year, who we got leaving. Hopefully, you know, we don't want to see the cat go, but it's a possibility. People might want to brace themselves. It could be bad. You know, Kaner and Taves, of course, Wayne Gretzky was traded once. So, I mean, it's no one's off limits, I guess what you could say, but so it's going to be a fun summer, man.
Awesome. So everyone, we'd like to thank everybody for, you know, listening during this season. It was a long season. It seemed to drag on a little bit at the end too, but we want to thank everybody for listening in. We're still going to podcast during the summer, try to bring you up to date news, especially Blackhawks news. We're going to go over Blackhawks positional players coming up. And just want to thank everybody for listening. We're very appreciative, and we're going to keep coming at you. But that's all that we got for you tonight, and we'll see you on the next one. This is the Tomahawk, and we're out of here.